Coach Houston on signing day.
How's everybody doing? Thanks a lot for being here today. Exciting day for East Carolina football. A big next step for our program as we are going through this process that we undertook a little over a year ago. And as we stand here today and welcome in 25 new Pirates, it's a group that our coaching staff has been working on since the day that we first took this job. We were reminiscing this morning as we were sitting around, getting everything in about, being hired December 3rd, 2019, and immediately hitting the road recruiting, trying to finish up the 2019 class, but at the same time, getting started on the 2020 class. And so we commented that there's one of these prospects that we've been recruiting for 55 weeks now. And so it's good to finally see that whole process come to a conclusion today with the NLIs and grant and aids in-house. We welcome in a total of 25, as I mentioned before, 25 new players, 7 defensive linemen. So it was obvious, one of the areas that we wanted to address significantly, 5 defensive backs, 2 linebackers, 3 quarterbacks, 2 running backs, 1 wide receiver, 1 tight end, 3 offensive linemen, and an Australian punter. So it's a class that is large in number, but I think the other thing that stands out is just the quality of the athletes in this group. When you talk about what you were trying to address, obviously after our first cycle through in the AAC and being able to see all the teams in this league firsthand, it was obvious the size of the fronts in this league. It was obvious the speed in this league, even for Coach Kirkpatrick and Coach Shankweiler, who have been in this league before, just how much the league has improved in the past several years. And so I think this class, puts us in a much better situation moving forward. We're excited to welcome in 10 of these 25 signees starting January the 9th, so they will be with us for the spring semester, and they will join our returning players as we start winter workouts and mat drills, working forward towards spring practice in March. So just really excited about the group, really appreciative of all the hard work that the coaching staff and the support staff have put in. Our position coaches, they've done a lot of the legwork, but I tell you, Coach J.P. Gunter and his crew and the work behind the scenes that they've done, it's been a tireless, kind of deal for them. And there's been a lot of time and a lot of resources put into recruiting this class. So excited about it. I know that you guys have got all the rankings and whatever that all the recruiting services do. I think that there are a lot of people excited about this class. So ready to get started with them here in January. Questions?
Coach, when you look at the 3 South Carolina kids, really some of the top high recruited kids in that state, just how much of your connections, the staff connections, haven't been in that state a lot before help out there?
Well, I think, number one, I think that each of the 3, Raji Harris, Mason Garcia, and Xavier McIver, I think each of the 3 individually are the best players at their positions in that state this year. And I think that they are demonstrating that this week down at the Shrine Bowl practices. I think it helped a lot. The coaches in that state know us. They know us from a not only a personal standpoint, they know us from a philosophy standpoint in us recruiting that, that state so much over the years, and especially from, myself being at the Citadel a few years back. So I think those connections obviously help us a great deal.
Coach, you got to feel great about the way things have worked out for you at quarterback, the guys you brought in and bring in various aspects of talent. And talk about them a little bit.
Well, I think, when you put together your recruiting board, as you come out of the summer and you know, we're always sitting here, you rank them, and we ranked three quarterbacks above the line, which means we felt like they were good enough to be here and compete and win in the American Athletic Conference. And fortunately, we signed all three of them. You know, Mason Garcia is the one that I mentioned that, you know, he was probably the first player that I offered for this class just a little bit over a year ago when we first got here. And so we've been recruiting him for 55 weeks. I think he is as good of a high school prospect at the quarterback position as I have personally recruited. I think that Coach Kirkpatrick, he would say that he probably is coming out potential wise maybe the best quarterback that East Carolina signed. I think given the history and the track record of that position here at this school, that's pretty impressive. Taji Hudson is a outstanding athlete. He is going to be a really big kid. He has a great frame, extremely athletic, dual threat quarterback out of Cedartown, Georgia. You know, Taji's going to come in here as a quarterback. We'll see where he plays. He may play quarterback, he may play receiver, he may play in the secondary. Heck, if he grows a little bit, he may play on the D-line. I don't know. But he's a big athletic kid, extremely strong character, a great leader. Really excited to have him in here. And then Ryan Stubblefield, you know, that's a guy that, he and his parents drove all the way from Richmond, Texas to Greenville, North Carolina last summer for one of our prospect camps. And when he showed up, he really impressed everyone. He's a good athlete, throws the ball very, very well, plays in a similar offense, was one of the finalists for the Player of the Year in the city of Houston this year, which you're talking about 175 high schools there. So one of the best players in that area coming out this year. The one thing he does not lack for confidence, he believes in himself, which that's important at that position. I think he will be a great leader also. We're excited to have all three of them in our program.
That was an illegal question because of the microphone's not there. Coach, can you take us through the behind the scenes with recruiting and some of the meetings you go through with deciding how to do videos, how to do social media and all that? You guys did a great job with it all day long, but that takes a lot of planning.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. You know, Coach Gunner and his staff and all the work behind the scenes. Jarrett Osment, who joined our staff this fall, as I don't know what his title is, creative media or something like that. Anyway, he does all the video and pictures and graphics and stuff like that. He and that group, they're very creative. They did a great job putting together the packages for today. I think that they're always looking for new ideas to represent the student athletes, and so that's been, you know, a work in progress for several weeks just with those video packages. But there's so much of that stuff that goes into recruiting. When you look at, and I don't, JP could say, I mean, they got a piece of mail or two a week. I mean, it's virtually for the last year, you know, with our letter writing program, with graphics, with all kinds of stuff we're sending them on social media. So that group just sends out so much stuff to our top prospects. And it's, you know, that is a part of it. You got to do that stuff to be competitive. You know, the other thing is just the work that our staff did to build very, very close relationships with the families. You know, these guys that we signed today, you know, outside of maybe one that, you know, kind of is a late addition guy, the rest of them we know extremely well on a personal level and know their families very, very well.
Coach, there's been so much success East Carolina University in recruiting the state of North Carolina, and specifically Eastern North Carolina. Can you talk about that? And specifically this year about going right down the road to Southwest Edgecombe and getting a guy like Jacquez, who, and kind of what he is going to bring to this program, or what do you expect out of him?
Well, I think, you know, Jacquez, JVM McCray, the two high school student athletes that we signed from Eastern North Carolina this year, you know, Elijah Robinson, and another Eastern North Carolina native, junior college transfer. You know, those three guys, really, you talk about, you know, why East Carolina University was created. You know, it was created to be, you know, the flagship institution in this part of the state. And so I think it is important that we recruit this area very, very well. Jacquez, great size. Very athletic on the offensive line. He's going to be a really good interior player for us in the future. You know, visited with him last week, and just his excitement about having the opportunity to come here from East Carolina University. You know, that really stood out. Just right down the road, but just his family is so excited about this opportunity. Several Pirates in the school building there at Southwest Edgecombe, so certainly that probably helped us a little bit. JV McCray played for Brett Hickman, East Carolina University alum down at West Brunswick High School. He's in Shrine Bowl right now. I talked to him Monday. I told him if he gets free on Saturday that he needed to tag off on Mason. Don't want him taking him to the ground, so that's his future teammate. But I doubt that'll happen. But, and then Elijah, I just think those three guys, having those connections to Eastern North Carolina is something that's very important to our program.
Coach, you mentioned seven defensive linemen in this signing class, and obviously you had some a significant personnel losses there. You played some true freshmen last year, and who coming in could possibly help immediately? And what is your general philosophy as far as redshirting freshmen?
Well, I think I'll answer the last question first. Generally our philosophy in the future is going to be that we'd like to redshirt the vast majority of our freshmen coming in. I don't think we're there just yet. At previous institutions, once we got the program turned around and where we wanted it to be, the freshmen had a hard time getting on the field early. I think that the situation we're in right now, especially at that position, you could see a lot of these guys play immediately. I think the two older players, Elijah Robinson and Henry Garrison, I think it's obvious that those two are going to have a chance to compete for starting positions right out of the gate. But I think even the young interior guys are going to have a chance to compete and play immediately. We do have a couple of interior players coming back, but we don't have a ton of depth there at that position. Obviously, we graduated several guys from last year's team, but there was a pretty big gap between the guys that started for us last year and where the depth was there at that position on the defensive line. Just different philosophies, different coaching staffs, different philosophies, different schemes. I firmly believe that you've got to build your fronts to be big, strong, athletic, and you've got to have depth. And so on the offensive line and defensive line, you're going to see us really try to develop those two units over this year and next year.
Coach, our good friend Sammy Madden down at Fayetteville couldn't be here, and he says he's apologizing for that. But he wanted me to ask about Jason Romero and get a comment for his story for tomorrow on Jason.
Really excited about Jason. I think one of the top defensive players in the state of North Carolina this year. Long, athletic, plays with a great motor. He has a frame to really put on some weight. He is going to be a mid-year enrollee, so he'll be here in January. I think the opportunity to be with Coach Williams this spring in the weight room and to be on the practice field with us, you might see him play early.
You touched on the quarterbacks a little earlier, but I think you ended this season with three scholarship guys, and you double that basically today. Will all those guys, especially new ones, get a shot at playing quarterback first? And if you end up with
absolutely
six, seven guys, how do you manage that potentially in the preseason?
Well, I think that, number one, the three that we signed today will certainly get the opportunity to compete at the quarterback position when they get here this summer. And I think that competition always brings out the best. Holton Ehlers is going to be a junior next year. We're excited about Holton and, his leadership for our offense the next couple of years. But at the same time, you're always one play away from needing somebody else. And at the end of the day, we've got to start preparing for who's going to be next after Holton. So I think that the competition from the other quarterbacks in the room and these three signees, they'll decide who's the next guy, who's the guy after that, kind of the pecking order. But, we're obviously excited about these three, and for us to invest three scholarships at that position is something that we felt we needed to do.
Coach, I can't believe we made it this long without asking about the punter.
I know.
Luke Larson, give us some background just on that recruiting process. I know the Australia thing is kind of a growing trend in college football.
Right. It really goes back several years when I first got the James Madison job. We had a senior punter, and so we were recruiting one in the first class there. And a good friend of mine who's a veteran college special teams guy, he said, listen, he said, you got to talk to this my buddy in Australia. He said he gave me all the guys he had at that time that were punting here nationally. And, you know, you look at the Ray Guy Award winners the last probably 4 or 5 years, they've been an Australian. And so we recruited a young man who's at JMU right now who punted for me for my last two seasons there. We had a great experience there, developed a relationship with Nathan Chapman and his partner there in Australia. And so, you know, as we started looking at it, you know, John's going to be a senior next year. So started talking to Chappie and Johnny and those guys, and you know, they helped set up Luke, you know, that whole thing with Pro Kick Australia. They've got it down to a science, and you know, really make it you know, pretty seamless process. We spent a lot of time talking to Luke on the phone, FaceTiming, and you know, watching video and evaluating. And certainly he's a very talented I would say young man. He's 27. He's gonna be 28 by the time we kick off against Marshall this fall, so he's a grown man. He's older than some of my assistant coaches. So.
Don't you put together a solid group of defensive backs coming in next year? Talk about those guys and what do you feel like they bring to the table a little bit?
Well, I think you have a combination of the one thing that stands about all five of them is they can run. You know, certainly I think, you know, C.J. Crump, the other four are going to be ticked at me. C.J. Crump's probably the fastest of the five. You know, he's the one that he walked in here to camp this summer and ran the low 4.4s multiple times. He comes out of a great program there in Greensboro. But he, Nasir, you know, both of those guys, you know, long, athletic. I think that Sean coming out of D.C., you know, very similar there. Maybe a little bit bigger than C.J. and Nasir right now. And then, you know, David Laney comes out of one of the top programs in the state of Virginia, Highland Springs High School. Has, you know, played a lot of football and played at a very high level, winning 3 state championships there at the highest level in the state of Virginia. And then the last one, Tegan Wilk, out of Pennsylvania. You know, you watch his highlight film and you see the open field tackling, the athletic plays on the interceptions. You see the edge that he plays with. You know, kind of plays with the chip on his shoulder kind of deal. I really like, you know, everything about the way he competes. He's going to be here in January, so he'll get a little bit of a jump start on the other guys, you know, as far as getting started with our program. But, you know, those five guys are going to add tremendous depth and athleticism and speed to our secondary.
Kind of a big picture, comparing maybe last year to this year today, if you can, not only numbers, but just comfort level in your staff. How different does today seem from last year, last time in class, when you were probably just scrambling to try to get it together?
Yeah, I mean, this time last year, the guys that signed on the early signing day, I had probably seen them once or twice. You know, a couple of them I knew from recruiting up in Virginia, but most of them I did not. So you did not have much familiarity with them, and really them being already committed to East Carolina University, you had not, you know, spent the whole year evaluating them. You look at, you know, this year, you know, we have spent so much time with these kids. They've been on campus, you know, some of them 6-7 times, and spent multiple weekends with us. And you know, we've digested their film, we've looked at their junior film, we've looked at their senior film, we've had them in camp, we've worked them out one-on-one. You just know so much more about them. And so I think that, you know, it's much like everything was last year. It was, you know, as fast as you can, as quick as you can, trying to do the best job that you can, whereas this was a year-long process.
Coach, I know you want to enjoy today, celebrate today, but got to ask do you foresee any potential additions in January heading into the other signing day, or is that something to be determined?
We still do have a couple of spots available, and so I think you could see some in the second signing day. I think that you will definitely see some early summer at the end of the spring semester. So, you know, you'll see probably at least 2 or 3. Probably no more than 5 additional additions to the roster before fall camp.
Coach, this early signing period obviously is something very new. It's new to coaches and players and everything. Do you like this early signing period? Because this has pretty much become the national signing day now.
You know, I think there's a lot of positives to it in that, you know, you sign these 25 guys today. You know, when we get back from Christmas break and we start recruiting in January, for the most part, you're recruiting for the 2021 class now. You're probably talking to some potential preferred walk-ons, some stuff like that, and then maybe those one or two additions. But for the most part, you're done with the 2020 class. So I do think it gives you a chance to get started on 2021 a little bit faster. So I think that's good. The negative of it is, you know, each game weekend we had at home this year, we had official visits. And what it turns into is, I mean, you're recruiting constantly throughout the fall. Not that you weren't in the past, but you didn't have official visits where you got six or seven families with you on game weekends, because that just really takes so much from a resource standpoint. And, you know, you're recruiting all throughout the summer. You're recruiting, you know, much more heavily in the spring. And when I say heavily, you're getting some official visits in the spring. You know, Walt Stribling visited last April, you know, his official visit. So it's really turned everything into a year-round recruiting cycle where there is no downtime at all. At least in the past, you had pockets of downtime throughout the year. Anything else? All right, thanks a lot. Go Pirates.
Appreciate it, Coach.
Sure thing. Appreciate it.